AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent has an update on President Trump's plans to build a massive ballroom.
The U.S. Commission of Fine Arts, the federal panel responsible for reviewing President Donald Trump's plans to build a massive ballroom, has approved the project. One of the seven commissioners didn't vote because he was the initial architect on the project. The panel is led by Trump appointees. Trump's demolishing of the White House East Wing to build the ballroom, about twice the size of the White House itself, prompted public outcry in October when the project began without independent reviews and congressional approval. And the National Trust for Historic Preservation has sued in federal court to halt construction. That case is pending. Donna Warder, Washington.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on reaction in the U.S. to the arrest of the former Prince Andrew.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Prince Andrew, was released after 11 hours at a London police station. He was arrested on suspicion he shared confidential trade information with Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump was asked about the arrest.
Well, you know, I'm the expert in a way because I've been totally exonerated. That's very nice. I can actually speak about it very nicely. I think it's a shame. I think it's very sad. I think it's so bad for the royal family. It's a very, very sad to me.
Amy Wallace, co-author of Epstein victim Virginia Giuffre's memoir, says the UK has led the way responding to the scandal.
We are seeing more accountability in other countries than in our own, where a lot of the abuse took place. And that's shameful.
Wallace called the U.S. response an embarrassment.
We've been told by our own president, there's nothing to see here. It's time to move on.
The former prince denies any wrongdoing. I'm Ed Donahue.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. 20-year-old Alyssa Liu delivered the U.S. its first women's figure skating gold medal in 24 years. And another win for the U.S., a golden goal, has given the country its first Olympic gold in women's hockey since 2018. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has more.
The United States has won its third Olympic gold medal in women's hockey. Megan Keller backhanded in a shot 407 into overtime, and the Americans beat Canada 2-1 at the Milan Cortina Games on Thursday night to close out another thrilling chapter of one of sport's most heated rivalries. American captain Hillary Knight forced overtime by tipping in Layla Edwards' shot from the blue line with 2:04 remaining. The goal was the 15th of Knight's Olympic career and her 33rd point to break the U.S. record in both categories. I'm Gethin Coolball.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.